Welcome back. My guest is Maxime Bernier, founder and leader of the People's Party of Canada, online at peoplespartyofcanada.ca. He's running to be the next Prime Minister of Canada. You can follow him on X at Maxime Bernier. Max, welcome back to This Week in Money.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be with you.
What are you, Mad Max, about today?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm mad about our government in Ottawa. They are not doing what must be done for Canadians. And actually, you know, with the tariff that Trump will impose tomorrow, we need to be sure to have a strong economy. And we don't have a strong economy with our huge deficit taxations. We need to reduce taxations, reduce the deficit, and working for Canadians. But in Ottawa, with these establishment politicians, that is not happening.
On Wednesday, the Bank of Canada dropped the bank rate another quarter point to 3%, and the Bank of Canada is ending its quantitative tightening program prematurely. Are these actions a red flag for the Canadian economy?
Yes, it is. We are still have inflation in this country. The official inflation rate is about 2%, but everybody knows that it is more than that. The real inflation in this country may be about 5-6%. And now, you know, what they're doing, that won't stop inflation. And the Bank of Canada has a mandate to be sure that we will fight inflation in this country and have a stable Canadian dollar. But it's not happening right now. So we'll see. But I'm not optimistic for the future, the economic future of our country.
President Trump is threatening to implement a 25% tariff against Canada this weekend. He's requested Canada to stop illegal migrants from crossing the border into the U.S., plus drugs and especially fentanyl. It seems like a reasonable request. Federal and provincial politicians want to fight Trump on this. How could federal and provincial politicians benefit from more migrants and drugs crossing into the U.S.?
Yeah, my God. You know, the common sense must prevail in Ottawa, and that's not the case. You know, Trump does not believe in us when Trudeau said that he will reinvest a billion of dollars to protect our borders. It's just, you know, words, and Trump wants to have action. So that's why he's imposing these tariffs. And what we must do is to keep calm and have a discussion, use diplomacy, and to work on our challenges, that is our borders, and also fentanyl, who is all over in Canada and in the U.S. That's why Trump is imposing tariffs. It's because we are, you know, a threat to the national security of the American. And also, I must admit that we are a threat also for our own security. So the solution to be sure that these tariffs won't be there for too long is to solve that. The border, having, you know, a moratorium on immigration, deporting all our illegals, having more security at our borders, and also being tough on crime and on drugs.
What could a 25% tariff against Canada do to the Canadian economy?
But yes, on the short term, it will hurt our economy. That's why, you know, if we add other tariffs and if we are going to a trade war with U.S., we won't win. If we do that, we may risk to be in a recession sooner than later. I don't want that. So, you know, the solution is not to have a trade war with a dollar by dollar and imposing more tariffs on importation or tariff on our exportation. It's to have a discussion and diplomacy and you know, reinvesting in our own security for the national security of Canadians. We have to do that to prove to Trump that we are serious and these tariffs won't stay. Actually, they won't stay because also Trump knows that these tariffs would create, you know, higher prices in the U.S. And Trump, during his election, the most important for him was to fight inflation. And like that, that's not good for American consumers when prices will go up because of this tariff. So for me, it's just short term. We need to relax. We need to reinvest in our security and do what is good for our country. And these tariffs will disappear.
President Trump keeps mentioning that Canada needs to become the 51st state. Are there pros and cons to Canada becoming the 51st state?
You know, I think it is a joke. Trump is, if he's serious, you know, Canada, we are about 40 million people here in Canada. And you may remember that before the election in the U.S., the presidential election, they did a survey in Canada in polling, knowing what will be the position of Canadians. And, you know, more than 60% of Canadians said that they would have voted for Harris and Democrat. So what I'm telling you, I don't believe that Trump wants another California. 40 million people will vote Democrats. That would change the electoral face of the U.S., and it would be very difficult for the Republican to be back in government.
In his first week in office, President Trump has been cutting massive amounts of wasteful spending. Does Canada have massive amounts of wasteful spending to cut?
Absolutely. You know, we have a deficit of $60 billion this year. We have a huge debt. We need to balance our budget in 1 year. We can cut, you know, foreign aid, saving $10 billion, corporate welfare, subsidies to big businesses. We can save another $10 billion. So what I'm telling you, it is doable to balance the budget in 1 year and cut all the waste that we have here in Canada.
What could eliminating the capital gains tax do for the Canadian economy?
That would be great. That will, you know, bring more investment, because we know that if we want economic growth, we need to have investment. Investment is the engine of the economy. We need investment. So by cutting the capital gains tax, that will help. You know, investor will have a better return on their investment. So that's why we need to do that. That's part of the proposal of the People's Party of Canada. But if you look at Poilievre and the Liberals, you know, they just want to decrease the increase that Trudeau imposed on the capital gains tax. So the real solution is to abolish that. That will be good for economic growth.
President Trump wants to eliminate federal income tax and replace it with tariffs. Is that a model Canada should look at?
I don't think it will happen, because, you know, the federal government in Washington is very big, and, you know, tariff won't be sufficient for being able to raise the money that the federal government needs. If Trump is serious, he will have to cut a little bit more to be able to balance his own budget and having a smaller government. So it's a nice idea to not have an income tax. I'm for that 100%. But to do that, you need to have a smaller government. But here in Canada, we need to work toward that. My goal would be to have a flat tax for everybody, and flat income tax. And the best tax, as you know, is the consumption tax, because consumers can decide if they will pay tax or not. If they spend, they will pay taxes. And if they don't spend, they won't pay taxes. So the best tax is always a consumption tax, because it is pro-growth. I'm for that. But I don't think it will happen in the U.S. Under Trump. It's a nice idea. It's good that we are speaking about that. But we need to be serious and cut government before.
Is business tax in Canada a drag on the economy?
Yes, it is.
I recall Prime Minister Harper, when he reduced Canadian corporate taxes, hundreds of U.S. companies moved their head offices to Canada, and with that drop in federal business taxes, we actually saw an increase in federal government tax revenue. Would you do the same thing?
Absolutely. We will have a flat tax on business at 10%, and yes, you're right. That would create more investment, more businesses would come to Canada, and at the end, the federal government will have more revenues coming from the corporate income tax.
It looks like the U.S. dollar could be putting in a topping pattern. If the U.S. dollar weakens, are the prices of commodities likely to rise, and would that be good for the Canadian economy?
You know, when the Canadian dollar is weak, it is not good for Canadians and not good for Canadian consumers. As you know, we have inflation right now in Canada. Prices for your groceries going up because, you know, we are importing, you know, goods and we are importing our food, fruit coming from the other countries. So that is having an impact on Canadians, consumers, when the Canadian dollar is weak because our imports are more expensive. But it's a good news for Canadian businesses who are exporting. These businesses, they can be more competitive with their product in the U.S. or other markets because they have the advantage of a low Canadian dollars. But I prefer to have a Canadian dollar that would be higher than that and more, you know, in pair with the U.S. dollar. That would be the best. But right now, this is showing us that our economy is not strong.
CSIS says there are traitors in Parliament. The Hogue Report does not agree and gets sealed for 99 years. One, can any of the 338 members of Parliament be trusted? And two, could this affect the Canadian economy and the Canadian dollar?
Yeah, we need to have members of Parliament that will be loyal to our country, not to their country of origin. And that's important. So we have here in Canada some police office, Chinese police office in Montreal and in Toronto. That's illegal. That's unconstitutional. That's not respecting the international law. So we must do something. We cannot tolerate that. The Chinese, they have no right to have a Chinese police post here in Canada, office here in Canada. So, yeah, let's fight for Canadians and be sure that our people who are in Parliament are ready to represent us, not a foreign country.
Could the Canadian real estate market be in jeopardy?
It could. It could, you know, with people working from home. And that's the real estate in the U.S. It's not so strong right now. I'm speaking about downtown big cities. That can be the same here in Canada if it's not right now. So, yes, the real estate, the commercial real estate is at risk. And, you know, there's a lot of buildings who are half empty. So that is having an impact, not only for the owner of these businesses and these real estate, but it's having an impact also on us here in Canada, on the economy in general.
Canada has debt bubbles everywhere. Can debt bubbles be unwound safely, or do they tend to burst followed by a rebuilding?
Yeah, it can be safely, actually, if we are serious about that. Now we are promoting, you know, more and more debt, and the federal government is doing that. Consumers have huge debt. They may be able to have more money in their own pockets by lowering taxes. They will be able to pay their debt, and the Canadian government must do that and be the example of that. So I don't like that huge debt that we have as a country and our huge deficit. That's why we must be serious and tell the truth to Canadians and have a plan to be sure to lower taxes and balancing our budget.
The job is to make Canada the most prosperous country in the world. What would you do?
First of all, I will be sure that here in Canada you have more freedom. Because when you have more freedom, when you have a smarter government that won't interfere in your day-to-day life, that won't put a lot of regulation on businesses, you'll have more economic growth. So less regulation, a smaller government, lower taxes, balancing the budget, real free trade across our country. You know, the fathers of our Constitution created that country in 1867, and they wanted to have an economic union. And, you know, after more than 150 years, we don't have that in Canada. Let's be serious. Abolish all the trade barriers between provinces. So all that will help to be a free and a prosperous country.
Yeah, it said trade barriers between the provinces where we can't buy Ontario wine, they can't buy BC wine, Alberta beer is banned from BC, or they just came to an agreement. Isn't that insane? If I have a trade certificate from Nova Scotia, I can't work in Alberta?
Yeah, no, it is crazy. You know, you must have the right to work in other province. You know, a doctor in Montreal cannot work as a doctor in BC. Why? If he's competent to work in Montreal, he must be competent to work in BC. You know, we need to stop all that, and we need to have a free movement of people, and they must be able to work where they want all across the country.
People like living off Trudeau's handouts. How tough is it to get people off the government gravy train?
Yeah, it's a big gravy train. People like that. They think that it's free. Nothing is free. They are paying for all these programs and subsidies by inflation. Inflation is a tax. It is a hidden tax, but it is a tax. When you pay 5-6% inflation, you know, you cannot be prosperous. It's very expensive. And so that's why the way to do that is to tell the truth to Canadians. And that's what we are doing at the People's Party. You know, we want you to be independent. We don't want you to be dependent on the government. That's why, you know, with less regulation, more freedom, more money in your pocket, you're going to be independent. But now we have a lot of Canadians that are dependent on the government. We need to stop that.
Agenda 2030, 15-minute cities and C40 cities in Canada. A lot of money's being spent on this agenda at all levels of government. Is this trend dangerous and costly for Canadians?
Yes, it is dangerous. We don't believe in that philosophy. That's why the People's Party won't participate in that. We are promoting, you know, our country first, the sovereignty of our country first. That's the People's Party. And all these 15-minute cities and woke ideologies coming from the UN, we won't participate in that. And by the way, we'll be able to save a lot of money.
Canada is a resource-rich country. What needs to be done for Canada to take advantage of this in-ground wealth?
Build pipelines all across the country. You know, I said that in 2019 that we must build pipelines, and now it's more urgent and important than ever with the tariff that Trump will impose on us. We need to put our house in order. We need to be able to export our natural resources, not only in U.S., but all over the world. And we are not able because we don't have a pipeline that is going from Western Canada to the sea in Atlantic Canada and in the Pacific. We need to be able to have that. And so that's a priority. Let's build pipelines, and the federal government can do that. That's under the responsibility and the jurisdictions of the federal government. Let's do it.
LNG. Germany came to Canada begging for natural gas. Trudeau told them, go home. We'll send you some hydrogen maybe someday. Would you encourage and promote LNG exports on both the East and West coasts?
Yes, absolutely. All these projects, it's sad that this project was not able to go ahead because of Trudeau and his radical environmental policies. So let's change that, and let's be sure that Canada will be open for business.
Are you currently looking for candidates to run for the People's Party, people who love Canada?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm doing. We are, you know, a new populist political party. And I can tell you our party will be ready for the next election. We have up to now 200 candidates selected and approved, ready to run, to fight for you, to fight for Canadians. And I can tell you we'll have a full slate of candidates all across the country. So like that, every Canadian will be able to vote in line with their values and be able to vote for the People's Party.
Where can people follow you and the People's Party of Canada?
Oh, they can follow me on Twitter or X, Maxime Bernier, or the People's Party of Canada X account. They can follow me on Facebook and also on all the social media, YouTube. But also, they can go on our website, peoplespartyofcanada.ca, and read our platform. Click on platform and read it. We are the only national political party that is having a platform, and that's always the same ideas. We are fighting for ideas, and at every election, we are fighting with passion and conviction about our vision for this country. And we believe in people. We don't believe in a big, fat government that will tell you what to do. We have faith in people. We have faith that you have the ability, the dignity, and the right to make your own decisions and determine your own destiny. That's the People's Party. That's why we are calling our party the People's Party, because we are there for the people, for Canadians, and putting our country first. So if they want to know more, they can go on our website and read our platform. And I hope that if you like our platform, please support us. And if you don't like our platform, you know, don't vote for us, because we won't change.
Would your membership be able to suggest ideas to you instead of the leader telling his supporters and candidates what to do?
Yes, absolutely. If their ideas are in line with our philosophy, as you know, the four principles of our party are individual freedom, personal responsibility, respect, and fairness. And if their ideas is in line with our principles, we will look at it for sure.
Maxime, thank you so much for being on This Week in Money.
Thank you, Jim. I'm very pleased to have that opportunity to be with you today.
My guest has been Maxime Bernier, founder and leader of the People's Party of Canada, online at peoplespartyofcanada.ca. Coming up, Victor Adair, next on This Week in Money.